Welcome to a brand new episode of the Borderless Voices podcast presented by the FCJ Refugee Center.
Hi, my name is Elisa and I am the Primary Care Clinic Coordinator of the FCJ Refugee Center. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to get access to get an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. In these times and uncertain times about how to get a COVID-19 vaccine and all the chaos around this pandemic, some of the questions and some of the main concerns that our community and our clients are having is, how can I get the COVID-19 vaccine if I am not an eligible person because I do not have an OHIP? And at this moment, you don't have to worry about that because the province and the city has put the statement about that anybody and any individual living in Ontario is eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine, despite their migration status and despite the if they have or not an OHIP. And at this moment, FCJ Refugee Center is partnering with the Toronto Public Health in order to provide access to those fellows who doesn't have an OHIP in order to get an appointment with the hospitals and the clinic immunizations around the city of Toronto. In this moment, we are following the eligibility criteria that Toronto Public Health has in this place in this moment, which is people over 40 years old, people which is pregnant, and all the people 80 years and older living in a hotspot. Okay, this is very important. All the eligibility criteria updated day by day. You can find it on the Toronto Public Health website. And your question at this point might be, how can I get a vaccine? How can I get an appointment? Well, in this case, you have to send your information to our vaccine email. This is vaccine@fcjrefugeecenter.org. The information that you have to send is your full name, date of birth, postal code, and a local number where we can reach you. Why is this so important? Because we have to contact you. We have to make sure that the information provided by email is accurate and is correct, because we are talking about sensitive information that is going to be uploaded on the system. And we have to be sure that your information provided is correct in order that you can get your receipt at the moment of your vaccination properly. And at this moment, we are only offering this service for people who doesn't have OHIP, living in Toronto, and who met the eligibility criteria that Toronto Public Health has been launched until now. Very soon, all the adults in living in Toronto are going to be eligible to get the vaccine, so don't hesitate to contact us or to send us the information to that email. Some of the information that is on the Toronto Public website is our phone numbers, which is okay, but at this moment we are only processing the request that has been sent by email. And some of the questions probably are like, what kind of vaccine I'm gonna receive, or which is the most safe vaccine. At this moment, the most safe vaccine, or the safer vaccine, is the one that you're gonna receive. We really don't know exactly which is the vaccine that you're gonna receive in the moment of your appointment, because that is an information provided on site. But you can feel free to ask this information in the moment that you are on site. Also, if you have questions regarding side effects of the vaccine and what happened before and after to get your shot, you can refer to our webinars. We have two different webinars provided in different languages where we are talking about this information. And this is an information provided by the Women's College Hospital. As well, the FCJ Refugee Center has been had 3 mobile vaccination clinics. At this moment, we don't know if we're going to have another mobile vaccination clinics, but stay tuned and just be pending on our website. But if you don't want to wait, which is totally fine, don't forget to send your information to vaccine@fcjrefugeecenter.org, and we will contact you within the next few days. Okay, so that's pretty much the information that we have today in our podcast. If you have questions, don't forget to go to our website. In the website, all the information related to this topic is constantly updated, and you can reach us on that email. Once again, vaccine@fcjrefugeecenter.org. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share our social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and you can also find more information in our website, www.fcjrefugeecenter.org.